Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. It was very weird. Jennifer and I have a cat. It's actually young Chaz's cat, but we've been mommy and daddy for 7 years.
Yeah.
And he's 11. He was 11.
So young.
And Orange Tabby, they can live to 20 or beyond.
Right.
We thought we had plenty of time. Friday night, the cat was completely fine. I mean, completely fine. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing stuck out.
He was socializing, yeah. Which is, if they don't feel well, they don't do that. They go off.
Yeah,
they're not like dogs. Dogs right. are pack animals. Cats will go off on their own and die alone.
Yeah.
He was socializing. He was happy, purring when we were petting him.
Eating,
drinking, pooping, peeing.
Okay.
Everything.
No blockage.
Normal.
Right.
You know, he was losing a step here and there, but it's old age.
Yeah, are we all? Yeah.
Right. But it was a slow, gradual, he doesn't ask for this as much or whatever.
Yeah, you know?
And then Saturday morning, he's dead.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
How does that even happen?
Poor kitty.
Yeah.
Jennifer's on the phone. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you wanted to thank some of the folks on Facebook. Oh, my God, what a reaction. Thank you.
The comments, some of them were funny. Some of them were just fantastic. There was a guy, Mike Schwartz, who also lost his kitty Saturday, just as we did. And Sally Consiglio, she posted a pic. She posted this pic of, it was like a drawing of an angel with wings with a tabby walking beside the angel.
Yeah, it was a beautiful picture. Aww. You know, you never know what you're going to get with Facebook.
Yeah.
So
I was reluctant to post it, but this cat has been discussed and posted very often on the page. And I was like, well, we can't just act like it didn't happen.
Of course not, no.
Right. And then I thought, well, Instagram seems to be nicer. I don't know why. It's the same people. They just seem to behave.
There's less room to be
on Instagram, and they decide to be jerks on Facebook. But everyone was great. I mean, great.
Yeah.
It was really
not one negative comment.
Moving.
Yeah, in a case like this, you shouldn't be. Yeah.
But no. The one theme through that whole stream of posts, and what was it? It was almost 2,000, likes or sad faces.
Yeah.
Faces. And then, like hundreds of comments.
Yeah.
And the main theme was, pets are family.
They are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
100%.
But they're not like uncles or brothers or sisters. They're like children because they depend on you for food and important things and medical.
Everything.
So they never grow past that, you're going off on your own now.
No, they're with you that stage forever.
No, and that's what makes it hard is because they depend on you, then they're gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the worst feeling.
So, anyway, did you want to thank some other folks?
I just want to thank everybody for the kind words. I'm sorry, Chad.
No. Yeah. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Yeah. I'm sorry to you both. I'm so sorry.
You know, the hardest thing is finding him. So awful.
Yeah, it's weird. I went up to the project house in the morning to get in a workout and get some things done, and then we were all going to meet, all four of us.
Yeah.
With Eric and Amanda, and so there was seven of us. We were going to meet at Jerry's... Chef Jerry's
memorial. The service, yeah.
And the last time all seven of us were together was with Jerry at my house.
Right.
And I get a phone call from Jennifer. I guess I went right to voicemail, and then she texts me, please call. It's an emergency. I call, and I could when she said emergency, I thought, it's the cat. I don't know why.
You just know.
I just know.
I don't know why. You just know.
And I call, and I hear her just screaming.
Oh.
I couldn't understand a word.
Yeah.
And I knew right then it wasn't, we need to take him to the vet.
No.
I knew it was.
It was past that.
It's so weird, though. 11, how does that happen? Has anyone had that? Fine one day, then just on the ground, dead the next day. And we looked it up, and it looks like it could be a heart attack.
Yeah.
It was funny because I got up at like 7 that morning, and I was getting ready. You know, the night before, I was in my closet, ripping my closet apart, looking for an outfit. The cat came into the closet. He was laying on my coat that was on the floor, and he was just laying there watching me try on clothes. I'm petting him and talking to him. There was nothing unusual. And Saturday, I get up at like 7. I'm getting ready. Now it's a little bit after 8. And our plans that night were to stay at a hotel. And so it was going to be a long day for us. And I said, let me check the cat's box and make sure he has extra food. It was just going to be overnight that he'd be alone. And I go and I empty his box downstairs. And I'm calling his name as I'm emptying his box. I'm like, come on, kitty, kitty. You know, nothing unusual. And then I empty the box. I stand up. I get everything set. And I turn around and there he was on the floor. It was just, you know. And the funny thing is, guys, the weird thing, I've been a nurse for 19 years, and I've seen a lot of death, and I've wrapped a lot of bodies in my time. But I saw the cat, and I couldn't touch him until Chaz touched him first, and I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? I don't get it. Like, 11, and then just like a switch flipped.
Yeah.
He was fine the night before, like completely fine.
Yeah, not one sign of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, Chaz, what you said yesterday, that you were just, what you were struggling with is that you didn't really get to, like, you know, hold him that last time and just look in his eyes and smell his smell, you know, that there isn't that goodbye. And neither one of us had that. And it's tough.
So I wanted to ask that. What's worse, the long goodbye, watching the cat or dog go downhill slowly over time, multiple vet trips, big expense, just you get false sense of, oh, he or she's back, and then, oh.
They rally at the last moment, yeah.
Right. And then having to make the decision, like, it's
to put them down.
That sucks.
That decision is horrible.
That sucks.
Right? So what's worse, that, but you get the chance to say all the things you want to say and all that, or is it worse that they're gone?
Yeah.
You know, what's worse there? I'm trying to figure that one out.
There's no right answer.
No. They're both horrible.
I think they're both horrible, but the only trying to find the good in something bad is that we didn't have to watch him suffer through some illness, some prolonged illness. So if us not being able to say goodbye is the trade-off for him not suffering, then that's the better end, I think, right
totally
now.
Totally consistent with his personality, because he would just, that's how he would do it.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, yeah, I'm gone. No long goodbyes. I'm not into it, you know? Totally consistent with his personality.
Young Chaz shared a beautiful post on Instagram about adopting him, picking him up for the first time.
Yeah.
And he said, when we went to take a look, he was the only cat that was sleeping in the litter box. And I knew I was going to take
efficient.
Him home with us.
Yeah. He's very efficient.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He worked at a veterinarian office, and the whole litter was dropped off, and they were orphans. They were just left at the door.
Yeah.
And the kitty was an orphan, and we, you know, he was just great.
Yeah.
He was a great cat.
Beautiful cat.
He had a wonderful life.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, we thought we would do something about funny pet moments, because we all have pets and love them dearly.
Oh, yeah, and they're
there's
funny.
There's always those stories.
Yep.
AJ had a couple of cats we all remember, Monkey and Bo.
Yeah.
And they were a comedy show.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Yes, they were. They were a duo.
All right, hon, thanks for checking in. I know it wasn't easy.
Oh, no, sorry, Jennifer.
Sorry, Jennifer. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Kooky Karen in Naugatuck.
Be nice.
Hello. Talking to the mouthpiece, please.
I am.
You have five dogs.
I had five dogs, 185 Edgefield Avenue, and two cats.
Mouthpiece, please.
I am.
No, you're not. All right, go ahead. So what's your story?
Is that AJ laughing?
Yes.
Please continue.
Smacking.
Focus.
No,
okay?
More pizza for you. Okay, so 185 Edgefield, I back the blue. I back everything PLR says. So my five dogs slept with me every night. Elvira says, look, I got...
Seems crowded.
They're the way it should be. Okay.
They slept in pack form, yes.
Yep, and two cats. I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person, but I love all.
Wait, you have seven animals? At one time, you had seven pets.
Chaz, take it down a notch. Yeah, and they were no work.
No, there's no way your house didn't smell like urine first.
Never.
Okay.
And the animals.
All right, so you were on the cat box. You're on top of the cat boxes all the time.
I,
They never had an accident. The dogs never had an accident. Not that it'd be their fault. Okay. And you fed them all?
Yes.
Okay. Because I set you out money for Zoys.
Dogs like pizza.
Ashley, please give me. Ashley.
Yes.
Okay, so I would never have surgery. I give my dog my own.
I got Karen decided. I'm going to talk to Ashley.
Right. Shaz
is out. AJ's out.
I love Jennifer. You see how Jennifer. So Elvira says, take these cats for 2 days, 3 days. I had them for 6 months.
Okay.
Well,
got a great home for them. Guess
right.
what?
You have a big heart.
They're not leaving my house and back of my refrigerator.
It
we
sounds like
get
a captive situation, but.
Shaz, be a little kind today. I'm crying for your cat.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
I appreciate that.
That was beautiful.
Ask anybody in Milford.
We also have a show to do.
From John Alvazopoulos to Milford Animal Control. I had everything in my backyard. I don't discriminate.
Like, what do you mean everything? Cows? Giraffes?
Well, I don't know. The deer jumped over my fence. I had a fox back there.
Yeah, because they heard the free food buffet happening.
Yeah.
No.
Any animal gets food.
You're not supposed to feed them. Not supposed to feed them.
Not supposed to, but folks do anyway.
So is there a story
Thank
anywhere
you, AJ.
In here?
Thank you, AJ. Well, ask Rick, our old animal controller, Pat Lipchak. They said, how do you get these stray animals in your car? I said, I don't know. I just open my door and they jump in.
You got a fox in your car?
I've seen Karen's car.
Yeah.
I jump out,
shut
not
up,
in.
Shut up. Yeah, I brought you food.
Well, it's moving.
You didn't know who I was.
Well, it's moving.
You looked at me for, in East Haven, you looked at me for like an hour, like, who are you? Holistic healthcare? I'm like, Chaz, come on. We went to school together.
I don't remember
really?
That, but I believe you.
Remember the car with stuff in it?
No, but the car.
AJ, shut up. So you, AJ was at the gym the other day making fun of the gym, and he was with my girlfriend.
You ever, so you know what your car reminds me of? You ever see an ashtray full of cigarettes? Like a car?
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yeah.
And you have to just put it upside down and shake it and shake it and shake it.
Chaz. I never smoked
That's your
a
car.
In my
like
life.
You need to open the doors, pick it up, and just shake it.
No, he didn't say cigarettes.
What would come
he said
out?
Your car was like a packed.
What would come out? Magazines,
right?
No, I don't do
Papers.
Magazines.
Right.
Nope.
What's in your car?
No containers.
I don't have the Volvo anymore.
Oh,
okay.
You died.
Let me tell you, I'm just crying about your cat. I know the pain.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We're trying
I
to make it a little bit
to an
lighter.
Animal, yeah, not myself.
We're just having fun here.
All right. So I have to go. There's some other folks calling in with real pet stories here.
But I love you. These are real pet stories.
It
yes, they are.
Feels like much more.
Well,
what's that
I
noise?
Feel for the cat.
What is
I
that
know
noise?
Pain.
Is that a cat purring?
It sounds like they're in distress.
My dog is snoring.
Oh.
That's
cute.
Great. That is great.
Gizmo, yeah, I found Gizmo in a bag in Bridgeport, 1.6 pounds.
So your dog heard your story, I guess.
AJ, shut up.
Did you see the Dallas game, or did you at least see the foot going in the wrong direction?
I Awful. Saw that.
Awful.
Giants-Cowboys played, and the Cowboy quarterback, Dak Prescott, had a horrifying injury.
There's no other way to describe it. That's exactly the right word to use.
It makes you lose your neck. Just your head goes into
yes!
your shoulder. Like,
you just shrink up. You just go,
ooh.
Well, first the play happened so fast, and they show it at an angle where you just think, okay, he's not getting up, so he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, he could be up in the next play. We don't know. Maybe he just needs a minute.
Right.
Then they show the replay, slow motion from a different angle.
Straight on.
And you see his leg going in a different direction. You're like, yeah, he's not playing for the rest of this game or probably the rest of the season.
Yeah, he ain't getting up for a while.
If not longer. There were some people already thinking his career's done.
Oh.
At 27?
Career-ending
there are
injury.
A lot of people that think that.
Yeah. Well, he was dragged to the turf by Giants safety Logan Ryan midway through the third quarter, immediately waved to the sideline for help after his foot appeared to be in a snapped inward position.
Oh,
yuck.
Yeah.
I thought it was his knee at first.
Right.
The way his leg was bending.
Right.
Yeah. But then
his foot was in the wrong direction.
But then you saw his foot just go, yeah.
What was it?
His foot. Yeah.
Teammates reacted in shock and devastation, saying prayers and gasping. And he was crying as he was being carted off the field. And I don't know if he was bummed because of what that means to his career.
Yeah, I'm thinking boo-boo hurts.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm in real pain right
boo-boo
now.
Hurts, yeah.
Looks like it hurts a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That, Jesus. There was a lot of emotion, too. So Jason Garrett, who used to be the head coach for Dallas, is now the offensive coordinator for the Giants. And when he saw the injury, he ran out onto the field anyway.
Yeah.
It's the opposing player now, but he's like, nah, man, I know this guy too well. I got to go out there and talk to
him.
Took
a selfie?
Yeah, that was horrible. All right, so but the Cowboys won the game, 37-34. Yep. And here's the play-by-play of the injury.
Up a total of 9 more.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You almost got to hope it's a cramp, don't you, if you're a Cowboy fan right there? But, oh, that does not look good, Jim.
A cramp does not look like that.
How do you cramp up?
Right.
Now, I've seen Jennifer's foot cramp up, and like, her toes are going like a different direction.
Like you have gang signs?
Right. Yeah. It looks like she's signing on the side of the stage.
I'm the cramps.
Her foot's going like, yeah.
Right.
The toes, like, apparently had a conversation and said, let's all go in different directions.
Right. Like an album cover.
You
like
go this way, cover. I'll go that way.
Right. That's a cramp.
Let's try to braid ourselves.
Right. When your foot goes backwards, that's not a cramp.
Yeah, that's a boo-boo.
Hopefully it's a cramp. Yeah, but then you got a better look at it.
Yeah, the angle changed.
Yeah.
That does not look good, Jim.
Now
Oh, no.
Do you have any more of that, or that's it?
The clip that I found, that's the end of it.
Okay. Because Nance says, ooh, that's something you don't want to see twice. I'm like, really?
And then they play it again.
I don't mind seeing it again.
We're going to play it 16 times.
It's horrible. You cringe when you see it.
From different angles.
It's
now
it's
from the drone.
Really
now from the floor.
Awful.
Now from his personal cell phone.
You remember the Gordon Hayward injury? That was the Celtics player. He signs this huge deal with Boston. He comes out. He plays like 6 minutes into a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The knee.
Similar kind of injury.
Just went snap.
Just the whole leg is pointing in a direction where you're like, I don't know much about medicine, but I know that's bad.
That's a bad one.
Has anyone had that happen where you look down at your foot or your arm or whatever and it's going in the wrong direction?
No, I'm going to keep it that way. Thank you.
I had that with my pinky.
Oh, really?
So I was, actually my two fingers, the pinky and the finger right next to it.
The ring finger?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I was up in a tree, and you know what parachuting is? It's when you climb up the top of a thin tree, you grab onto it and jump out, and the tree bends down.
Oh, you hold the branch.
Yes, so you come down gently. Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of just bends down.
Yeah.
Well, I did this in the wrong kind of tree, and it just snapped.
Oh, down with jazz.
I'm up like two floors, and I start going down head first. I put my arm out in front, my right arm out
break
in front of my face. And it caught my ring finger, my pinky, the top of my pinky was down at my wrist.
Oh, no.
And my ring finger was going sideways.
Oh.
And I got up, I'm like, I think it's broken.
I'm no doctor, but it doesn't have
I'm
choice.
No doctor, but I think I should see a doctor.
Did you ever notice when you hurt yourself really bad, you have to poop?
No.
What? I always do.
Well, it's right in the middle of my story.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all about AJ.
Go ahead.
That was it.
It's Rumpologist Sam, Psychic Sam, and we're linked up to PsychicSam.com on our website. She was unbelievably accurate with my butt and AJ's butt.
Yes, thank you.
She said a lot of things that were right on target.
Right in line.
Right.
Yep.
Hit the center of the target.
Definitely.
And now she's going to read Ashley's butt.
Little 10.
Ashley cheated, though. She didn't send what you requested. She sent her butt in pants.
Very, very tight pants.
Is that all your pants?
They weren't tight last year.
And then the donuts arrived.
That's true. Now everything's tight.
Right.
What did you think, Sam?
Oh, hiya.
Hello.
Hiya. What did I think? Well, basically, Ashley's got a heart-shaped bottom.
A heart-shaped?
So kind of, sensitive, passionate about causes. I get a sense that Ashley's very down-to-earth. She seems to, I don't know whether she's got a dog, but I keep seeing a black dog around her.
Well, yes! I do have a black dog!
Well, yeah, because you're wearing black pants and the dog's first priority.
No.
Yeah, it's probably covered in dog.
Ashley had a hairy ass.
Sam, did you do any research? Did you look her up?
No.
Okay. So none of this. So the black dog didn't come from Instagram, Facebook, listening to a podcast. So, wow. I don't know what you just said, but it sounds convincing. wow, this if you just got black dog from looking at her butt, that's pretty amazing, right?
Well, I get a black dog. I keep getting the sense that Ashley seems to like to walk a lot. I feel that she's very grounded. I feel she's very passionate about causes. And when I'm looking at her energy, I don't know why. I just keep seeing the talking. She seems to like to be the life and soul of the party and takes lots of photographs, selfies.
I think AJ takes more selfies than I do. But
actually, surprisingly not.
I definitely.
No, but she's had a lot of pictures, not pictures of yourself.
Yes,
exactly right.
I take tons and tons of pictures.
Right.
And I like to develop them and put them all over my house.
Mostly food.
Develop them?
Right.
Well,
you mean print them?
Yeah.
What, are you going to a lab?
She does.
Dip
like
in the liquid, the papers. Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
One of those disposables, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I keep seeing you traveling as well, Ashley. I feel that you've thought about traveling to Europe.
What?
And,
going to Europe.
Oh, to Europe.
To Europe.
I thought she said a tiara.
I thought that too, but I deciphered the code.
I am a princess.
I deciphered the code.
The Flubble King is able to decipher. I love your accent, by the way. So Psychic Sam is on. She looked at a picture of Ashley's butt. Do you think you would be able to give a more accurate, detailed reading had she done what you requested and wore her underwears?
Underwears?
If she'd have sent a photo with high-cut briefs, then I would have been able to give a more in-depth reading because I'd be able to see the lines on the bottom and explain about the cheeks of the bottom as well. So where this is just kind of going off the shape of the bottom and the energy around her.
And now when they're in jeans, you don't really see the real shape. You see the shape that the jeans put the butt into.
They
it
portray.
Wasn't jeans. They were tight black sweatpants.
Right.
Like these.
The sweatpants?
They are tight.
You mean yoga pants?
Like leggings, yeah.
And there's only a half, the first part of it, right?
Okay. All right, that's different.
There's still the other half.
How's Twitch responding to all this?
They're twitching, all right. They're shuddering right now, too.
We should have the ability to put pictures up.
Right.
So Ashley sent a picture of her butt in tight black yoga pants. And from that, Psychic Sam was able to get that Ashley is passionate, down to earth, takes a lot of pictures,
mm-hmm.
wants to be the life of the party,
mm-hmm.
and has a black dog, which that to me is amazing.
And a heart-shaped butt.
And a heart-shaped butt. I didn't write that one down. Heart-shaped butt.
He has a good heart or bad heart, though. It's going to be a heart attack.
Good one.
Be congestive.
Sounds like a good heart, right, Psychic Sam?
It's a good heart. Of course he says.
Yay! Yeah.
All right. So what does, based on her butt, what does Ashley's, what's in Ashley's future?
Dieting.
Besides that, AJ.
I want to punch myself in the face right now, but go ahead.
Well, with Ashley, I feel that I could see she likes to travel as well. She's going to travel next year. I also feel there's someone special in her life. I feel that it could be someone that's actually there now, but I feel that, you know, next year it's a very special time with Ashley and this person. I get a sense that she's very... deep, as in very, I don't know whether she's a Taurian, but I just get this sense she can be quite stubborn. So she will only do things her way. She likes security, stability. And next year seems to be a time where she's actually taking charge of her life and putting things in place so she's got a lot of stability around her. I do feel she's very selective with friends, and the friends in her life, I would say next year, are going to be quite important to her.
Wow.
It seems to be a big birthday. There's a big birthday coming up next year, like a 40, 50, 60.
Wait a minute. So you look at her butt and you say 40.
Right.
Listen, I'm very wise.
No. No, I just.
I love it. You said just, 40, 50, 60.
Right.
I'm very wise.
Yeah, that's a milestone birthday. There's somebody going to ask Ashley to be part of a surprise party.
Hmm. All right. So if you're turning 40, 50, 60 in Ashley's world,
yeah.
you will be getting a surprise party next year.
Yes.
But all the things she was saying is sure. spot on.
Spot on with your wedding coming up.
Yeah, yeah. My wedding's coming up. We're going to ask my friends to be my bridesmaids. Got this big old ring on my finger.
That's real, right?
It's going to be an amazing day, Ashley.
Thank you. And I don't know if you could, I think. I mentioned to Chaz off the air before we got you on the phone that I had a wedding nightmare and I was already stressing about it. So for you to say that, that's very, very cool.
No, because you are you an earth sign? Are you a Taurus?
I'm a Leo.
How can you tell all this? Just a Leo, looking okay. at someone's butt.
So you've, right. got, so you've got a lot of, I
I'm
would
clenched.
Say your moon sign is Taurium because you've got that typical Leo outgoing sort of personality.
And a butt roars every now and then.
And you don't like arguments, but you will argue if somebody really gets you sort of down. Because you like to sort of, I wouldn't say you like to be right, but you know, if you know the facts, you will argue.
When does she know the facts?
All the time. When I argue, I know the facts.
Okay.
She's absolutely.
Guys. It is because it is.
Because she read on the internet. It's got to be true.
Argument. All right.
Wow, yeah. This is.
She did a good job reading your butt, right?
Yeah. Like any
time. Actually, don't worry about the wedding. It's going to be an amazing day.
Thank you. And you can read my butt anytime. Thank you so much.
Can I ask you something, Psychic Sam? If it wasn't going to be a great day, would you tell her it's not going to be a great day?
Of course not.
I would give her a warning and tell her what she needs to change of that day. But
she watch
not.
Your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be smooth and exciting. It's good.
That one, yay. I think you're wrong.
Hold on to this tape.
I think exciting, yes. I think great, yes. I think smooth, no, because she freaks out at the smallest little thing.
She That's does. Right.
I'm a worrier.
Right.
But
means you freak out.
But now that I know it will be good, I don't have to worry anymore.
No, but if like one thing is out of place, you're like,
it's because I like things the way I like them.
Bing, bing, bong,
yeah,
bong,
the
bing, bing.
They call that being a pain in the ass.
I don't think smooth is the right word. No. I think everything's going to go fine and it's going to be great. You, on the other hand.
Are you calling me a bridezilla?
Not a bridezilla. No, because bridezillas are mean.
Yeah.
I think you're just.
Neurotic?
Yes.
I'd spike that champagne if I were you.
All right, so Jennifer sent a picture to Psychic Sam. My wife isn't here now, so she's not going to be responding. I'll respond for her.
Well, this should be
okay.
safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when are we ready?
Well, she's got a full around bottom, which means that she's a very caring, down-to-earth kind of lady. I feel that she's always on the go, always busy, and I get a sense that she's very intuitive herself, is Jennifer. And I would say worrying about a family member at the moment. I don't know who this is, but I feel like an elderly family member. An elderly lady.
Okay.
I feel that...
Yeah.
I feel everything will be okay anyway, wherever this worry is or concern is.
That's good news.
And I get the sense, yeah, there's some good news coming from that.
Okay.
And I feel with Jennifer as well, whatever her work is, it feels like she puts everything into it. I feel she's a bit of a perfectionist.
Oh, boy, especially around the house.
Hey, no comprendo.
And I would say she's quite creative as well.
You got all that from looking at her butt? I've been looking at her butt for 7 years.
You had a different reading?
I didn't get half of that.
Gotcha.
Well, I got a sense with her. I mean, it's not that she makes things or anything like that. I feel she's just got an eye for what colours go together and things like that. You know, say she's doing any interior work in the house.
Wow. That's amazing because when I bought the house that we're in now, I let her pick all the colors because that's what she does.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I felt because I could see her picking been really good colors that go together.
How do you she do this? Looking at a like, butt.
That's
she's
incredible.
Psychic. She's amazing. Right.
Maybe I got to tell you, when you were on last week, I just wanted to just point out how stupid this is. But you started reading
it's
us.
It's been unreal.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. How does she do it?
Every
somehow,
time.
We're astounded now.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I don't know if she's going to like full round butt. I think she's going to like round butt. Like, I think she'd like cherry round butt.
But well, you could say a cherry round butt. You know what? I think I might sort of change that to a cherry round butt.
Ah.
There you go. See? Cherry round butt.
All right.
You
just got,
another butt.
She just got upgraded.
Yep, that'll be in the report.
All right. So what do you see in her future?
I get the sense with a future. I do feel she's got lots of projects that she wants to really take off now. And I would say also, I don't know whether she's wanting to buy a renovation property to sort of upgrade herself, renovate, you know, maybe you will help as well, obviously, and sell. That's what I'm getting. But I also feel that, have you been talking about children?
We lost our cat this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We talk about the act of like what people do to make children,
right?
But
you also
the production aspect, yes.
A pet's like a child.
Yeah,
yeah. You said that.
Young Chaz has been in Texas. We've been concerned about him.
Yeah,
so.
For a baby.
Right. Yeah.
I get a sense you will get another kitten, definitely. But you might get the. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, we got to get through the first year. Part of it first. Yeah,
yeah. It's only been a couple of days.
Of course you have, definitely. Yeah. But it'll be May, June next year when you actually say, right, we're ready to get a couple more pets.
The rumpologist Sam Amos is on. She's reading my wife's butt. And do you see any in the future? Do you see any, like, her fist punching her husband's eye or
what day should Chaz go home late?
Right. That's what I want to know.
Angry underwear she's wearing?
Things I should stay away from, times I should stay away from the house, like right. Different days
like
I should keep
breathing.
My mouth shut.
When you're breathing, basically.
Right.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, I feel with you too, you've got a good chemistry and a good rapport. I feel sometimes she does that kind of speak her mind, but you kind of make her laugh, so it. An argument never becomes a big, big thing.
Right. Yes, this is true.
I knew it's chemistry on the weekends.
Say all like that.
There's lots of chemistry
this
on the weekends.
This is true.
Yes. Different liquids.
Robot Chaz.
Yes.
That was a perfect opportunity to be watching Chaz and AJ TV for the facial reaction there.
Well, the eyes would go that wide.
Wow. This.
But I feel Jennifer and you're really well matched.
And it seems
to be funny how you two met, because I just get the sense that you were meant to be together.
Well, I know that to be true. And it's interesting you bring up how we met, because it was, in a difficult situation. It was at the Sandy Hook Fire Department a week after the shootings.
Okay.
And that's where we met. So it was an unusual situation, you know.
But you kind of talked.
No, I walked up to her and I said, "Badoop that."
He tried to talk.
It's so pretty.
He tried to talk.
I tried to talk. Yes.
Right. Didn't come out
in
right.
My mind, I said all these cool things, but it came out that badoop boop.
That's like gibberish.
Anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time here, but that was an amazing reading.
Yeah.
Ashley,
I wrote down everything
Jennifer,
she said.
It's right on the money.
It was awesome.
How do you do that by just looking at a picture of a butt?
Because I kind of study this shape and the energy around her, or each bottom.
I have energy around my butt sometimes. Usually something, something I eat.
This is really, really crazy. So, all right. Thank you. We got to have you back. We just got to find more butts.
Exactly.
Thank you
for
so
you to
much.
Read. We're going to find a couple more butts.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great stuff. You're always welcome here. And I highly recommend her.
Absolutely.
We're
do
linked
it.
Up to all her stuff at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Thank you, Psychic Sam.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's an astrologer, basically, yes.
You've been doing that joke?
I tried.
For four segments and...
No. I said astound and a couple of things. I got a couple of ass things.
No, I know. You're working jokes. In the ass.
And someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you're working in an ass.
Right.
That's a what the hell?
I have no idea. Maybe like your butt clenches when you're having like a bad day. You know, so it's like you could tell it's a problem because your butt's clenched, or if it's nice and relaxed, you're having a good day. I don't know. I'm just trying to assume how she figures this thing out.
She's a clairvoyant. She just like feels the energy.
You know what energy is being felt from down there?
She can read butts.
Shockwaves
everywhere, all around.
There's shockwaves.
Wow, I thought this was going to be a big joke, and then it turned out that she did a good job.
It's unreal. It's so unreal.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everything she said, it is pretty specific. The black dog thing, I'm like,
The first thing!
Did she go on social media and maybe...
That was sentence one.
Yeah, black dog.
Yeah.
Do you have a black dog?
Yes.
Yes, I do!
Do you just get hit in the head with a 2x4?
Right.
Yeah.
That's my best accent.
I love her voice.
Yes! I want to talk like her forever. Hello.
Hello.
It's Kenny Cockney.
Basically.
Ooh, yay. Your butt is being red.
I love her.
One thing I didn't want to say is because she said, you know, you guys have a good relationship and she might be stressed out and you make a joke and make her laugh. I'm like, well, I tried that last week and that didn't work.
Yeah, missed the target.
Well,
doesn't always work.
Most times it does.
It doesn't always work. Sometimes this is the mark. It
doesn't always work.
Or sometimes you think it's going to be funny. It's like, no, it's not.
Sometimes you think it's going to be great. And then it's like, oh, right. That was not funny.
Oh, no.
Is this true or not true? Is this something...
It's going viral, so I have no idea.
It's going viral, so we feel an obligation to play it for you.
Right, you decide.
We'll listen to it and make up our mind. There's a video of a woman showing up to Target in a wedding dress and demanding that her boyfriend, who works there, marry her on the spot.
He's a Target, yes.
They leave the store to discuss things outside. So the audio doesn't start out great, but it gets better. And did we see the video? Do we know what happens?
I tried to see the video, but for some reason it won't play over here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's in a wedding dress and she's with her friends?
Her posse, yes. Her girlfriend.
Her posse.
Her posse, yes.
Wow, if this doesn't say the guy should just run now.
Screaming.
Yeah, even
yes.
I'm not that crazy. Except
I'm going to the men's room for a second. Right back.
What was that?
I don't know. I feel like if like 2 more years pass, this would be you.
What does that sound?
This could happen.
Like Eric would just come home one day, and you'd just be sitting there in a wedding dress like, I'm ready! Do this now!
All right, so first we're going to do the clip, and then we can talk about Ashley. Let's do the clip.
We put this ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now.
Hold on.
It's time to do it or get out.
I'd be like, okay, I'll take the second one.
Right.
S or get off the pot, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'll take the pot one.
Right. Take the pot for $200?
Wow. This tells you everything you need to know about what your life is going to be like later.
Uh-huh.
You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago.
Is that what she said?
That was the first thing she said.
You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago.
Oh, thank God Jennifer and I got married because it was 3.
Yep.
This might have bitten you in the ass.
She sent me a link to this story.
Yes. Yep.
No, she was great. Okay, go ahead.
And it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now or I'm leaving out now. I'm done.
How do you get married right now? Yeah. First of all, you both have to sign a marriage license.
Yeah, right. You have to get one of those.
And you're also in the store right now, too.
That takes time.
There's no aisle for
that. There's paperwork. There's a marriage license.
Is she wearing a mask?
Signatures. Mm-hmm. There's justice of the peace. Is there a JP with him?
I don't know.
In the posse?
Right.
No.
It's not a peace posse?
I think the upside to this would be, that sounds like it won't be an expensive wedding.
This is
Target.
True, right?
AJ's right, though. She can still walk down the aisle.
Yeah, which I wouldn't know. Aisle 7, aisle 6.
I'm
thinking domestic area.
I hope this is a Target with a hot dog area.
A Little Caesars up in front.
Right.
Like, today, not pizza, a party pizza. Unless you could eat.
Yes.
All right.
If you don't marry me this second, I brought the Costco. I brought Emily.
She say, if you don't marry me this second, I'm going to Costco?
I thought she said I brought the cops here?
Oh, was it Costco? I heard Costco. So if you don't get married to Target... I have a boyfriend in Costco.
I'm going to Costco.
Right.
That's where real Marian men are.
Exactly. Or BJ's. Wholesale.
Now, that's where the potential groom would go.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So right, I didn't go again. I think she says Costco.
Like, if you don't marry me this second, I brought the copster. She's my bridesmaid.
I brought the cops, though?
It sounds like she says, I brought the cops here. And I brought Emily. I don't know who Emily is.
maybe she said
that's my dog's
maybe,
name.
Maybe she refers to like her posse as like the cops, like, you know, the law.
I don't think so.
Maybe the girl's name is La Casa. I have no idea.
I like how you're trying to figure this out,
though. I am trying.
Yeah, we're playing like Pictionary with
exactly.
her stupid words.
Show me crazy. Show me nuts.
Right.
I brought the pesto.
I brought the pesto?
Yeah, what is she saying?
I want the Petco.
I brought the pesto.
I'm going to Costco.
I brought the Cotso.
Maybe if we figure out the next part, we'll figure out the front part. Right, what's the next part?
All right.
I brought Emily.
Brought Emily.
Emily, okay.
Yep, that was what she said right after that.
Is there any term for justice of the peace that sounds like Costco?
Maybe she had to go buy pots, though.
Yeah, I bought pots, though.
Right.
I'm done. Like, if you don't marry me this second, I brought the Costco. I brought Emily. She's my bridesmaid. Hi, guys. I'm just finally making him commit, you know? Like, we're getting married now, or, like, it's over.
Woo! Do it!
Yes, we can talk about this outside.
None of her friends were like, if this is what you got to do, maybe it's not happening. Just end it.
They're just kind of following along because it might be lunch.
These are people that clearly want to go viral, right?
Yes,
this can't be real.
No.
I mean, it could be real, but the fact they filmed it means they want to go viral and become famous. Mm. With a Tosh show and everything.
No, yeah. It's not real.
Yes.
She's got the Costco. I have no idea what she's
saying.
Yeah,
what was
she saying? Ugh,
that's bothering me now. This is the key.
Maybe she has a Picasso. I have a painting.
I got the Picasso.
I have Picasso. Means her nose is over here, ears over here. Very pleasant looking bride.
I baked the tots, though.
Right. Maybe he likes tots.
Tater tots.
Yeah. Right.
For after the ceremony.
Those are the past hors d'oeuvres.
Or they have tiny children. I brought the tots. So.
Oh, Dan just texted me. She's saying, I bought the pastor.
I brought the pastor.
That's not pastor. Like katsu.
Maybe she had a flubble, AJ. You should be able to empathize.
No, that's not.
She meant to say pastor, but she said patzo.
Pastor. Pastor.
Why'd you put the word Lacosto in this? What happens?
That's his best man, the patster.
The patster.
I brought the patster.
The patster.
I brought Emily.
I brought
we have
Katster.
A best man. Oh. We have a maid of honor.
Oh, all right. That might make sense.
The patster's here.
Maybe
so.
She means I brought a cot, so I'm here all night. I'll lay in aisle 7.
I brought the cot, so.
I brought the cot, so.
Let's hear it again.
I brought the pastor.
It could be pastor.
It could be pastor.
I don't hear pastor. No, there's no P in there.
Someone's clapping, like, right as she's talking. Like, she's, like, making her point. I brought the pastor. And it's hard to get that syllable.
You're saying pastor?
Pastor. You see, watch the video. There's a pastor in it.
He should have pastor.
Oh.
On to someone else.
She's not saying pastor, though.
I'm not hearing pastor. I'm hearing Lacoste.
You don't marry me this second. I brought the pastor.
But that's like saying AJ didn't really say what he meant. Well, of course.
Yeah, but she's a bride and she's pissed off.
She brought the pot stirrer.
Well, future bride. The pot stirrer.
Yeah, she
there
is stirring the pot.
Right.
Bride in Target with Costco.
With Costco? I brought the Costco?
I brought the cops, though, in case you run.
I brought the cops, though? All right, are we looking up the videos? Anyone trying to see this video?
Maybe it's a cop stove.
You found it?
Yes, it is loading as we speak.
Man, that is loaded.
They're getting everything they want, right? We're talking about them. We're playing the audio. Now we're looking up the video.
They'll probably be on some, you know, morning TV show.
They are.
Like Maury.
That's exactly what they wanted.
Springer.
It looks like there are.
Maury or Springer. First of all, Springer's not taping anymore. It's now Judge Jerry as a judge show.
Oh.
It's no more Springer.
Bye then, Judge Jerry.
Right. And, this is not a...
Dr. Phil, perhaps. Are you nuts?
I just realized I'm trying to talk to AJ.
I love Dr. Phil.
You must need the Cotso.
I'm like, why am I bothering? Did you look up the video?
Yes. It looks like there are three people, the bride, the pastor, and Emily, who is her only bridesmaid. And, there's definitely a pastor there. And the guy in his red Target shirt with his mask is just like, uh-oh.
First of all, this is all fake because
yes, it is.
The pastor or the patso, is all in black with a white collar, like a priest. That would be a priest, not a pastor.
The patster.
Right?
That's why she called him a patster.
Maybe his name is Pat, the patster.
You're an impostor.
I brought the patster. Hey, the pastor, the pastoroni, and the patster.
Right?
Patsapia.
What's the difference between a priest and a pastor? I should know this.
More per year.
The petster doing vows.
I think a pastor can get married. I think a pastor can get married, but a priest can't.
Yeah. Can you fact check this?
Pastor is more laid back. A priest is like super.
Yeah, they're like priest light.
So a pastor, yeah. So a pastor's like Episcopalian.
Sure.
Right.
Actually,
so there's Catholic, then there's Catholic
right.
light.
Right. Well, the cows hang out.
Like Catholic light.
It's where
yes,
the cows
exactly.
hang out.
Exactly. Okay. Because I'm Catholic and we have a priest.
Yeah, you're pastorized.
That's like, no get married, no.
Yeah, they don't do any of that.
They won't marry anybody if they're not baptized.
A priest is someone who has been ordained by his or her church to offer the sacraments. A pastor is someone who is in charge of the congregation. So it sounds like she brought the wrong purse.
Or you drive really fast past someone and you say a pastor.
Marriage is a sacrament.
Yeah, and the guy in the pastor, the pastor. The pastor is holding a Bible. I'm assuming it's a Bible.
That's mile six.
There she goes. She's walking down the aisle with the pastor.
Here goes the bride. Shouldn't we dress in white?
She is dressed in white.
She has an AJ.
Probably shouldn't be.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The best part is he's in the Halloween section.
Oh.
She bombards him in the Halloween section.
Well, it was scary.
I don't know. What do you think of this?
Pastor is generally used in Protestant churches.
Oh, I like in the video, these three are walking.
Well, she's protesting.
And then somebody runs right through them. With a camera.
No.
Like, so they brought two people, one for a front shot, one for a back shot.
Right. Can't be legitimate, but she definitely filmed it to go viral.
Right. Somebody had to go Facebook Live. Someone had to take the still shots.
Right.
This ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now, or I'm leaving. I'm out. I'm done. Like, if you don't marry me this second, I brought the pastor.
She is pointing at the pastor or
right.
whoever.
The pot
store. The
pot store.
The pot store.
Right. The pot store. They want to go by the pot store. I can use a joint.
Well, if they're going to get married, they need new pots and pans, like a wedding present.
No, I don't think of marijuana. Negative.
I don't know. I think these people need to get called out. When you make a viral video that's not true, there should be something that... There should be some fine. There should be some court.
You want to marry a guy who works in the Halloween
department?
Now
back to Judge Jerry.
Right.
when you try to dupe people just so you can get famous on the internet... There should be some fine you pay. Chaz and AJ.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well said.
What?
Well said. I had furry youth.
Yeah.
She brought the patster.
Patster.
Two utes.
What is a ute?
All right. So Pete the plumber is saying, "I bought the potso."
I bought the pot, so yeah, okay.
Get stoned.
We're
going
to have a good after party.
Right.
Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi. I wanted to tell you what the difference is between a pastor and a priest.
Okay.
A pastor or a minister is of the, it doesn't mean it's Episcopalian, it's of the Protestant faith. A priest is of the Catholic faith, and the, what did I say? The one that's in between there.
Minister.
Kind of half.
And the George Michael's kind of half faith.
The one that's in between Catholic and Protestant, Episcopalian, that is, they are still called priests, but they are allowed to get married because it's kind of like a little, that's like Catholic light.
Catholic light.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Throw those calories.
So
but
Protestant, Episcopalian.
Protestants and Protestant faith, you have pastors and ministers. Catholic faith, you have priests. And Episcopalian, they're still called priests, but they are allowed to marry. But they're not in the Catholic Church. So there's your explanation.
The sad thing is, I went to CCD for like 10 years, and I couldn't tell you.
You have OCD, what?
Oh, I went to catechism faithfully every
Saturday.
Do you
think we were going to be surprised by that?
Every Sunday, I was brought up Catholic, so I know all this stuff.
Wow. All right, thank you for that. I'm a little embarrassed. I don't know.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stuff, but, you know.
I know nothing.
You know what you're doing.
Like
I love the Bobby V interview.
He's great.
He's my
isn't
favorite.
He?
I'm a huge Mets fan.
Oh, Love him. All right.
I just wish you brought up the part when he wore the fake mustache, because that's like the funniest.
That wasn't in the World Series, though.
That was the funniest moment in baseball history.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.